Welcome to The Thriving Marriage, the podcast for those who want to get their spouse back in love with them and truly thrive.
You'll learn why 95% of people don't save their marriage and the secret method no one else is talking about that will change everything for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Let's turn tragedy to triumph.
Here are your hosts, international marriage experts, Mark Johnston and Heather Choate.
Welcome everyone here to the Thriving Marriage Podcast. This is Heather Choate, and I have just come down with a strep throat, and so I will not be doing the podcast live today. However, because we've had to reschedule a couple different times to do our live podcast for you all, I did want to share with you guys some great value. I can see a ton of you guys posting your wins here in the Thriving Marriage Facebook group. Josephine, we've got Justin, Dan, Stephanie. So good job, you guys, making such progress on your marriage. And thank you for everyone for joining. So I'm going to play this path to get my spouse back fast, or how to create a path to save my marriage. And in this, we're going to go through the four proven steps that Mark and I have found after working with thousands of couples just like you who are wanting to save their marriage, even if your spouse might be checked out right now, even if they might be pushing for a divorce, even if they're saying, I'm in love with someone else. At these really crucial moments, it's important that we know what our best options are. And so this is going to be a powerful training for you. And you're going to discover the little known secret that we found almost by mistake that's truly changed everything for us and for our clients. Now, I can't talk any more than this because I've got strep throat, so I'm going to go rest, but I'm going to play this here for you, and I encourage you to really listen to your intuition and enjoy this masterclass, The Path to Get My Spouse Back.
Hello, everyone, here to our masterclass. We're in the Thriving Marriage. We are High Thrive Coaching, and I am Heather Choate, and I'm so privileged and honored to be here with international marriage expert Mark Johnston. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to be here.
Yeah, we are really excited to roll out this new PATH one-on-one program and share with you all what has been improved, and more importantly, some action steps that you can take right now to get your spouse back. And I like to call this the PATH to marriage success, even. And as we go through this, we're going to share with you some of the things that we've discovered after working with thousands of clients now all around the world and really devoting our lives to knowing what makes marriage work and how to turn a situation around quickly if it's going in the wrong direction. It's not uncommon for Mark and I to have people come to us who their spouse has already filed for divorce. Maybe there is an affair going on. Maybe they're just checked out and saying, I'm done, I don't want to work on the relationship. And so if that's you, know, first of all, you're not alone. And B, there are solutions. And so we want to share some of those solutions with you today. We are streaming this live into our Thriving Marriage Facebook group, and we will be watching the comments. I can see some of you. Hello, thank you for joining us today. We honor you for coming, and we honor you for being the kind of person that wants to take action in their lives. And a lot of you recognize, you know, the way I've been doing things hasn't been working for me, and I'm ready to learn some new things. I often say, and it's not my saying, but I love the saying, that if you keep doing the same things, you keep getting the same results. And so if we want to start getting some new results, right, if we want to have less pain in our lives, if we want to have a happier marriage, if we want to learn how to really communicate with other people, then we have to start learning some new things. And so I really honor you for being someone that's come here today, or if you're watching the replay, that you're willing to learn some new things. And maybe you realize that your way just hasn't been working the way you really want it to, and so you're willing to make some changes and have a new way. So Mark, share with us a little bit what has led up to this point of creating this PATH method?
Well, we've now been doing this for many years now, and we've talked to lots of different people. I've had the privilege to be able to speak with, you know, the clients that we work with, but beyond that, been able to talk with spouses who have decided not to come back, and I'm being able to talk to those spouses, but also those spouses who did decide to come back to their marriage. And I was, you know, as I would talk to these people, I was taking careful note about, you know, what was really going on in these situations, you know, what led to ultimately to reconciliation, what eventually led in some cases to the marriage going through the divorce, and, you know, all those things in between. Beyond that, you know, we've kept careful track of all the different methods that have been working for our clients and different pieces that have not. I do like to get a lot of feedback from clients, and this has all been crucial in developing a really good system here to walk people through this process of trying to put their life back together and try to restore their marriage to the best of their ability. So, and this is the culmination of years of work and research, and I can't even tell you how many books that I've read on the subject, just all sorts of different things to get to this point, to filter through all that and get the very best methods, techniques, exercises for all of you.
That is completely right. Thank you, Mark. And not only that, but we started this whole thing from our own painful experiences in life and in relationships, which really drove us to find out what works. And when we found those solutions for ourselves, and Mark and I, we've both been married. I've been married almost 13 years now. I think, Mark, you've been married almost, but you went on 14?
We had our 14th anniversary the other month, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. See, some years I can't even keep track. But, you know, being married that long and now having a truly beautiful relationship with each of our spouses has inspired us and driven us to want to heal some of the pain that we see. And a lot of the misconceptions out there about marriage and about what your options are if your spouse is pulling away, if they want a divorce, if they say, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. We hear all of that, and we want to be able to provide solutions for that. And so, like Mark said, this program has helped thousands of people reconnect with their spouses. And it is a proven method to help people examine their problems and cut right to practical solutions. We've taken all of our years and hundreds of thousands of hours and dollars and all of the things that we've been doing here and really distilled it down into what is it going to take to really turn a marriage around if it's heading towards divorce or if there are serious problems going on. And so, again, I honor you for being here. I see Earful's comment that she has been doing really good and might have had a step back yesterday, and that may be where you're at. As we go through some of our phases here, they're even improved upon the previous PAP method that you may have heard from us. And if you haven't heard it yet, that's fine. It is literally the best method in the world to get your spouse back. So buckle up. It's going to be exciting. But April, we honor you and we honor all of you for being here and continuing trying. It's not a perfect road. There are going to be mistakes. There are going to be setbacks. But we're here to see through it and for each of us to support each other as we progress forward. So really quickly, we're going to talk about our one-on-one coaching sessions and the small group action calls that we have, the training videos, and the constant support that we now offer with 24/7 email support and live chat. And I just want you, as you're listening to this, to think about what you've been doing so far to connect with your husband or your wife, to have really good, open, vulnerable communication, and to restore trust if needed, have healthy boundaries if needed, whatever the challenges are in your relationship, and have those solutions been giving you the results that you need. Or more often than not, if you're like me, it's been ineffective maybe up until this point, and so it's time to start to learn what it's really going to take. And so be open to that, listen to your intuition and that kind of inner guidance that you have in your mind and your heart, and you will hear something that is going to resonate with you that you're going to be like, yep, that's it. I haven't been doing that yet, and that would make a big difference for me. All right. That being said, We are always looking to give the best support and the best services to everyone that's looking for help, which is why our path, we call it 2.0, because it's the improved version. It has many new features and services. Mark, want to walk these through us real quick?
Sure. We're always looking to expand how we can help people, which is why we are actually offering a new boot camp service. What this is, it's an intensive small group meeting. this might sound a bit intense, but it's 7 hours spread over 3 consecutive days, and diving really deep into obstacles, coming up with practical steps to take, as it says here. Now, what we go over there is, like, I really like to keep these groups small, less than 10 people, so that I get, so that I personally can get to know what's going on with these individuals, and we can really dive deep into, you know, what's getting in the way in their relationship and come up with some really good solutions. You know, I go over some great material, but it's not really just going over material. It's not a class. It's not just a group session. It's kind of a hybrid in between there, you know, where we do go over some things and I direct, you know, a lot of the principles towards the people in the group and get them to apply those principles directly. We also have some greater accountability in our new program. I've come to recognize that, you know, a lot of times if I'm just working with one individual, it's sometimes hard to get the perspective of the other partner, because, I mean, the very nature of this problem is that the way we interpret each other, the way that you might be interpreting each other's behavior might be a little bit off. I like very concrete example. I can recall many times where people have told me, you know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to show some understanding and respect to my spouse. And when I actually dig a little bit deeper and ask some more direct questions, I find that their version of showing respect and understanding is actually not that. You know, we've developed a system here for making sure that we can get around that obstacle of not having your spouse here in the services with these field reports. The way, you know, of course, this is, you know, going along with some of our other services where we have our support group and our 24-hour email support, which are also new things here. We've been trying to incorporate a lot of what's actually been happening naturally already. I don't know if everyone's aware, but there are support groups that have formed around our services on their own, and we want to be supportive of those groups and, you know, have our own support groups as well. We are also...
Well, no, I just want to say I'm really excited about the field reports, Mark. This is something that is new, like Mark said. And what happens is, if you have, let's say, an argument, I saw a couple of you had arguments with your spouses over the last couple of days. If you have an argument with your spouse, if they're coming over unannounced, so like they unexpectedly show up, or if you're just working on an assignment that your coach gave you, like you have a specific exercise that you need to do, then as soon as that has been implemented, or as soon as that conversation with your spouse happens, then you can send in this field report and you share what happened, what you think you did well on, what you think maybe you didn't do so well on. And then your coach is going to give you specific feedback on exactly that, what you did well on, what you need to improve, and then what your very best next steps are. And so we're literally in the trenches with you every day, making sure that we are completely available to help you in the challenges that you're facing, and making sure that you have the accountability and that you're applying the principles the right way. Raise your hand. You know, I can't see you, but, you know, raise your hand if you've ever done this, where you've heard something really profound, or you're like, yeah, that makes so much sense. I totally agree with that. And what do? You go back to doing the complete opposite thing that you've always done, right?
And I know, I'm guilty of that.
Right. And so we want to make sure that not only are we getting the right information, but that it's actually leading to transformation in our lives. And that's exactly what this greater accountability does. And it's so exciting. It's so powerful. Okay. Yeah. back after you want.
Sure. We are also aiming at more intimate group calls with smaller groups. We've gotten to the point now where we are getting, you know, well, we've been at the point now for a while where we have a lot of attention. We have a lot of people attending these groups and looking for help, and we're looking for ways to have those more intimate, smaller groups. So we've been offering more days in group sessions. We're also going to be, splitting up some of the groups so that we can get to everyone that needs help each time. Our aim here with the groups is, yes, to be able to help you learn from each other, but also be able to give you the attention that you're looking for, so that we can give you some of the feedback on these field reports. So that, like Heather was saying, if you did have that fight, if you did have this interaction, you can get that more immediate support talking with someone directly. And then we also have a newly revamped training section. I'm always looking at how I can improve this process for all of you. I've gotten some feedback, and so I've started to implement it. You know, I know this is sometimes, for many people, a very confusing time. When your spouse is saying, maybe I don't want to be here in the marriage anymore. And my aim was to give people a very direct step-by-step process, you know, do this now, do this next, do this next. So that there wasn't really as much confusion, that you knew exactly what you needed to do and when. And you know, this, like I said earlier, this is a culmination of many years worth of working with people so that I know, you know, what kind of instructions to give here. And I found most people go through a very similar track. So I've kind of put this all into a newly revamped training section with new videos, new things to tell all of you.
Love it. So our PATH method that we've developed is radically different. There is literally nothing else like it in the industry, right? And we developed this method after working with thousands of clients who are successful in their careers, and now they want to be successful in their marriages. We talked to some incredibly intelligent, successful people, and it more often than not, they've come to the realization that I've been so focused on my career or my education or being an incredible mother, you know, raising my children, that I realize I haven't learned what I need to know to be a great spouse and to have the kind of relationship that I really want. And I honor everyone for that awareness, because we've said this before, but these aren't things that we're taught. It's not modeled in our culture. Usually it wasn't modeled by our parents. Usually our friends have had divorces or are struggling in their relationships too. The statistic is 50% end in divorce, and only 16% would say that they're actually happy in their marriage. So the amount of really happy, successful couples out there, pretty dang small. But we're here at High Thrive Coaching to turn that around, right? Are you with me? Yes, I know you are. So what we've done is we've spent hundreds of thousands of hours to determine exactly what it takes to end divorce, separation, and close the gap between spouses so their marriage could fully restore. You know, it's not uncommon that divorce papers are already in the works, or that you're living in separate homes, or even in separate bedrooms in the home, and that's exactly what we're here to help with. And with all of this that we've been working on all these years, we discovered something insane that no one else can happen. Sorry, I'm back to this here. And we stumbled upon this almost five years ago, but it has changed everything for our clients. So I'm going to bring it back over to Mark, and we're going to go over the phases that this program covers. And I encourage you here, as Mark shares this with us, that you be aware of maybe what phase you are in, because each of us is different. We're going to have different marriage struggles. No marriage is exactly the same. And so just have that awareness of, yes, I'm at that phase, or no, I haven't reached that phase yet. I want to learn how. Right? Let's dive right in.
All right. So you guys have heard us. If you've been following us at all, then you've heard us talk about our PATH method, you know, the perspective and adjustment, telling you the story, hope. We go over this a lot. And each of these things are still in our new course. They're not gone. they've simply been integrated into a more direct and practical, I don't know, like it says here, we just want to make things a lot more straightforward. So what do we cover? And, you know, as we put this together, I like I said, I wanted to make this much more straightforward. So let's go over a little bit more what this means for the new course. Like Heather mentioned, we do have different stages here. And for some reason, we keep landing on four phases, four stages, four parts of the acronym, you know, PATH. We're keeping the same thing here. So first stage is all about building a foundation. And what I've found is, you know, a lot of clients, when they start working with us, there are some problems in how they are approaching their issues with their marriage. And so we really want to help our clients identify any issues with their own way of thinking. Make sure that they are feeling confident, that they are feeling happy, that they're feeling positive, and that they themselves are not feeling that anger, resentment, heartache as they approach their spouse. I like the comment that, you know, Heather is sharing here. This person saying, this program helped me find a calmer way to deal with triggers than I had before. This is exactly what I'm talking about here, is we often, times the marriage gets into these patterns that really feed in on themselves, and we want to figure out where those are at, how to interrupt those, and how to help you approach this in a much more healthy manner. We really want to teach you how to open up your conversation and really understand why your spouse is really, really pulling away and why they're upset. Most people coming our way, they are stuck on these surface level excuses. I love you, but I'm not in love with you. We had too many arguments. We're not compatible anymore. And this just doesn't give anyone a really good picture about what actually happened. Because at one point you were in love. At one point you were compatible. At one point the arguments weren't there. So something happened and something fell apart. And we want to help you open up those conversations, figure out what. We'll also start to teach you how to address those concerns so that you can lower the tension that you've been experiencing. The whole thing here is, like I said, we're building up a foundation of understanding. There's that perspective, that P in PATH, but also having that perspective for yourself, your own way of thinking. Stage two, we have the ceasefire stage. And during this stage, we're really trying to help eliminate all those main obstacles that are keeping the two of you apart, the fights, stonewalling, all the tension and just yuckiness. Because here's the thing, if your spouse is pulling away, it's really hard to build up the relationship again. It's really hard to add in those good things if there's a constant stream of pain and discomfort and yuckiness here. Some of this is going to involve some huge changes, and we want to help you to know exactly what you need to do so that you're not really putting your efforts in the wrong places, that you're not making these huge changes, these huge efforts, putting all your energy into something only to see that it's not really all that effective. As always, we want to keep a close eye on you and how you feel with the problems that you're facing, to make sure that you're feeling healthy, so that you can heal, that you can become a much better person as you try to fix your relationship.
I just want to highlight this part right here, Mark. This is where we see some incredible changes in the individual. Not only in the individual, but the relationship, of course, but when you shift from a place of stress, of fear, of pain, of anger, of bitterness, of loneliness, of just angst, or just like a chicken with their heads off, you know, just like panic mode. Like, I want to get this person back. I'm so desperate to get them back. Or maybe you even are pulling away yourself because you're scared and you're afraid and you don't want to, you know, be too vulnerable because you're afraid of getting hurt. And so you then withdraw. And so what happens here is this incredible shift between that state of fear and pain and anger to a state of peace and a state of inner strength and a state of being able to process through those emotions of feeling like abandonment or hurt or anger or any of those things. And we help teach you how to move through those, not to suppress them or ignore them, because that's opposite of what we want to do. But we also don't want to stay stuck in them. And so many people here get stuck in the pain and stuck in the fear and in the desperation that they never really learn how to be the best version of themselves and how to be a better partner. And so this phase is incredible to witness. I mean, we've seen it so many times. It's just absolutely beautiful. I know that many of you are here, and I see your comments, and just in our last podcast, we were talking about how you got to this stage and how freeing it is. Not that everything's perfect, but that you have strength now to keep moving forward. So it's a really powerful lesson that you can all learn here, that instead of just giving up or giving in to the pain or giving in to desperation, we can actually empower ourselves and move ourselves forward.
Thanks, Heather.
On the stage three.
Yeah. Our third stage is about restoring peace, or just really building the relationship back up again. A lot of times every single time, it's not really enough just to get rid of the problems. Because if your spouse has gotten to a point where they're saying, I'm done, there's problems there, but something has gotten in the way of them seeing the benefits of the relationship, most likely. And I want to, this is all about helping you to understand, okay, what has been missing and how to build that back into the relationship. You know, Heather, in our program, we see a lot of people get to this point, right, where we can get them to a point where the tension is gone, there's comfort in the relationship, where things feel okay, but they're not really, they're not really building up the relationship again, right?
Right, I say that happens.
Oh yeah, this it's really easy to get through those first two stages relatively, at least with the program that we've developed. This is a bit of a harder point here, and we want to teach you just how to do that. I remember, we always change the names unless we have direct permission, but in this case, Vanessa. I remember Vanessa got to a point where things were really very comfortable with her husband. They could be around each other. They didn't fight anymore, but he still wasn't coming home. And to further complicate things, when she tried to give him what he was looking for previously, he would often push Vanessa away and back away a bit himself. And part of it was he was afraid of being pulled back, and part of it was he was afraid of giving up some of the benefits of being on his own. He didn't want to be hurt again. So we worked with Vanessa on making things easy between the two of them, making things just feel really fun, very light, while increasing certain behaviors that would naturally attract her husband back. And this is what I'm talking about here. In the end, it was a really big surprise to Vanessa when her husband started seeking her out and started asking to come around. Because there are certain things that are just plain attractive that really can build up a relationship. And we want to teach you how to do that. We're also going to be working very closely with you to assess the best possible plan for coming back together. Because here's the thing. I see people jump on this too quickly or sit on the sidelines too long. And I want to help you understand, okay, what is needed to come back together? When is it a good time? And actually how to get to that point. The last stage here is stage four, reconciliation. This is where I really teach you how to overcome those last obstacles that really seem to get in the way of a lot of people here. All those big obstacles like the I love you, but I'm not in love with you, that fear of recommitment, that continual blame and lack of taking responsibility as well as a lot of other obstacles. This is where we start really focusing in on bringing a lot more balance into the relationship, holding your spouse accountable for their actions and what they're contributing to the problem, while also doing this in a healthy way and supporting them in their struggles. Heather, I don't know if you remember when we first started actually writing articles and we first started talking about marriage tips. And do you remember some of the backlash that we got when we were talking about supporting people in their struggles?
Oh, yeah. That's when the victim monster comes out, honestly.
Oh, and we were, I think some of the accusations was like that we were being too, our stance was too lenient. And yeah, honestly, I think that probably there's some misunderstanding in the way that we're communicating. We're still pretty new at that point in getting our message out there. But I absolutely believe that in a very loving relationship, or even in a strained relationship, if you're striving for a healthy relationship, that there needs to be a lot of understanding and support of people in their struggles. And this is how, this is where we talk about that. You know, maybe your spouse is putting a lot of blame on you. Maybe they do have a problem with alcohol or something else, and you're struggling to get past all that. So we'd like to help you learn how to get to that point. We'll also teach you there here how to make those final steps towards actually coming back together as a husband and wife, what all you are actually looking for here.
I just wanted to highlight that level of understanding, it doesn't mean that we accept someone's behavior, but it means that we accept them.
Yes.
And when we get to that point in ourselves, it's also accepting ourselves. Sometimes we don't accept our own behavior, but we still know that intrinsically, at the deeper level of ourselves, that we are enough and we are deserving of love and respect. And so is our spouse and everyone, honestly, when we get to that kind of place, and that when we show that kind of understanding, it heals us. It allows us to heal and to find that kind of peace about whatever the situation might be, so that we can really go forward and live free of any kind of pain or resentment or bitterness. But it also helps us, you know, when we put ourselves in our spouse's shoes and we really see the world through their eyes, you almost can't help but have a sense of compassion that maybe wasn't there before. And that compassion is healing, and it's really beautiful.
Now, we're not really a religious-focused group here. That's not the point of our services. But I almost see this sort of approach as a, you know, if you're Christian, kind of a Christ-like love, where there is that understanding and compassion. But, you know, at the same time, making sure that we're helping you all protect yourselves and set boundaries and hold your spouse accountable for what they're doing. It's a nice balance, I find.
Right. Not accepting behavior, but accepting person. And yes, then working to correct unhealthy behaviors so that everyone can feel safe and secure. So, Mark, do you mind sharing with us an example here? I'd like to go into one of our clients' stories and really show what this looks like, because this is a high-level overview, right? Like, this is a 30,000-foot view of what it looks like. And sometimes it's hard to see what it is in reality unless we hear some of the story. And I think that sharing helps everyone get some clarity on what's going on.
So I've shared this story before. And so if you guys have been listening to our Heather and I for a long time, you might have heard something like this. But I think it's so very well illustrates this example. I remember working with a wife at first. And one of the issues that was going on, she came and she was saying, you know, how her husband is doing all these things, and now he was doing all these, causing all these problems, but now he was the one pulling away. And when I started getting into it, the problems that were happening here is he had turned to pornography. This was really hurting this woman. She didn't feel good enough. She didn't feel pretty enough. She didn't feel like she was, it just really damaged the relationship. And what happened is she kept approaching the problem as he's doing something wrong and he needs to fix it, which, you know, sure, certainly he was damaging the relationship, but it came across as just putting out a lot of shame and guilt. And by the time I actually was able to talk to the husband, it was very clear that he didn't necessarily like what he was doing. He just was having a hard time pulling away from it. And there was a lot of that shame and guilt, which actually was further making things more difficult to address this problem. In terms of bringing it around to what we were just talking about, what ended up happening to turn this around is I helped the wife here to have a lot of understanding for her husband and what was going on here. You know, here's the thing with a lot of these addictive type behaviors is they feed off of this shame and guilt. If, you know, it's a way to mask really difficult emotions, a way to cope with really difficult emotions. And so when a lot of that shame and guilt was applied, it actually made things worse, and he was more likely to want to turn to these things, oddly enough. So when we started calming this down and she started approaching this, trying to make the conversations very open, very safe to talk about some of the behavior that he was engaging in, you know, and starting to support him rather than accuse him, a lot of that secrecy that was fueling this behavior wasn't needed quite so much. And it took some time for him to trust her with what was going on. But we were able to build up the situation, help it be much more open, much more safe. And the end result is this wife was able to get to a point where she could hold her husband accountable and he would accept it and not feel offended. That they started working together on this issue. And because of that, they were able to do really well with their relationship. So this is kind of what I mean in terms of holding someone accountable, supporting them, and what Heather was talking about is, you know, working against the behavior but not the person.
That is beautiful. All right, so I'm going to share another story here, and I'm going to go right slide this time. You guys are watching my slides. I messed it up a bit. Sorry.
Was I supposed to share the story in the slides?
No, you are totally fine. This is just another beautiful example of kind of what it looks like. You know, each of our marriages are very different, and you might not resonate with something like that, but you can still see the underlying principles, and that's the whole goal here. So Tammy, name changed again, she was an upper manager at an elite accounting firm in Seattle, and it was her dream job, but every time she saw her boss, David, with his wife, Samantha, she would cringe inside. I don't know if you've ever been like that, kind of that coveting, or you just see someone that has exactly what you want, and you're like, oh, dang it, why am I not there yet, right? I think we've all felt that at some level, right? And so she would just cringe because, you know, even though that this other couple, they were working long and hard at their careers, they were happy together. They've been married for a long time, and she didn't know how anyone could be married for 23 years and still feel that way. Because for her, she and her husband, Marcus, they've been married for only 3 years. It was both their second marriage, and it was already on the fritz. Things were already not going well. There was a lot of tension and a lot of distrust and a lot of volatility. And this caused, you know, her son was acting out at school. I have 7 children. Mark has 5. We know what this is like, right? When there's tension in the marriage, there's definitely tension in the home, and children sense that. Her daughter was in tears more often than not, wondering if they were going to get divorced. And every time Marcus had to work late or go out with the boys, she obsessed all night, wondering if he was seeing someone else, right? And, you know, I've been there too with that kind of knot of anxiety in my stomach, wondering what's going to happen, showing up the next day for my kids, or maybe you're going into the office and you just feel exhausted and it's so hard to focus, right? When your relationship is struggling like this, it consumes everything, right? It's so hard to focus on anything outside of the relationship until we finally find that resolution and find solutions. So she applied this PATH method. She went through each of these phases. She learned how to shift her internal mindset, how she was viewing the situation, to communicate effectively, especially like Mark teaches about building up that understanding, putting herself in Marcus's shoes, right? And doing the ceasefire. Ceasefire is about like pattern interrupt. Mark talked about those cycles that we get in that sometimes we're not even aware that we're in them, and they just seem to rule us. I've been there too with my husband for years. We were in the same really negative, unhealthy cycle. And so she learned how to cease fire, to pattern interrupt, which means to stop the pattern by learning some new ways of doing things. And that then reduces the tension, which feels wonderful. It feels safer. It feels more comfortable, and it's more attractive, right? So she and Marcus, they were able to identify what needs hadn't been met in their marriage. Whereas previously she would just complain about it. He doesn't listen. He doesn't help me enough. You know, he doesn't open up to me. I can't trust him, right? And so now they were able to say, I can trust you. I can open up to you. I need more support here, right? And create peace and security in their marriage. So today she is happy and at ease and confident that their marriage will succeed. So you can see kind of the overarching path of each phase going through Tammy's story here. Now, Mark, you want to share the next one? I'd like to share just one more story where you're powerful.
Yeah.
With your mentioned friend.
Hold on one second. So we have another story here with Richard. So before our using our PATH method here, Richard's life was really all about his dental practice. And I'm sure a lot of you, I run into men like this all the time where they get really involved with their work. They, you know, because they think that they're doing the best that they can for their family. They're trying to provide, they're trying to give their family what they're looking for. So for Richard, this turned into late night meetings with partners, going over budget, you know, hectic days. And he really thought he was doing well for his family because that's how he grew up. His father wasn't really present, but his father provided well, and that was good enough for him. So he thought, okay, I'm doing great. I'm going to give all these things to my wife and children. But that really all fell apart when he discovered that his wife was having an affair. And, you know, looking in hindsight, it's always easy to see things looking back. He started remembering that she had complained about a lot of those late nights, long hours, that she had told him that that's not really what she wanted. She didn't want all the things. She wanted him around. But he thought that she understood the sacrifices that they were making and what was important. And he just didn't really have any idea how much this was hurting him or hurting her, because he figured, okay, I'm doing this all for them. And because of this, because of all this hurt, he didn't know that she had turned to someone else. And it just really broke him.
This is so common, Mark, that we see really successful people that are really doing incredibly well in one area of their life. They do get absolutely blindsided sometimes when they don't recognize the kind of the symptoms leading up to it. And all of a sudden, boom, it just seems to hit them like a ton of bricks one day. And then they realize by their spouse saying, I want a divorce, I'm out. Or they discover that they're having an affair. And so if you've been blindsided, you're not alone. There are a lot of people that go through this as well.
Oh, I can't tell you how many of our clients are in this situation. If I had to take a guess, it's probably upwards of like 60-70% of who we see, right? That they think everything, they think they're doing the best that they can. And they recognize that there's some things going wrong. They just didn't think it was as bad as all that. But anyways, with Richard, they were going to be divorced in about 6 months is what was going on. And he said, okay. And I like this quote. Yeah, I never knew it was this bad. I love her and I want my family back, but I guess I've been spending so much time learning how to succeed in my career. I haven't really learned how to succeed in my marriage. I mean, here's the thing about that is who actually takes the time to learn about relationships? I know, and I've said this before, I mean, like, my wife and I, we did take a class, a pre-marriage class before we got married. It was offered by our church. We thought we'd take it, but I can tell you, I can't remember anything from that. I don't think I really got much out of it. And I would be surprised if very many people do even that. We just don't, in our society, teach people about how to be in a successful relationship. So Richard joined our one-on-one coaching program. There's, you know, with a lot of other peers just like him, other professionals, other career people who are really looking to turn their marriage around. Because, you know, because there are a lot of other people just like him there. I mean, it was easy to relate, easy to, you know, I guess we've been talking about earlier, there's been support groups that form around our services, and it was easy to find one that was that fit him and, you know, kind of fit in there. Richard, I found to be really coachable and willing to learn. He really because of this, he was really able to open up these conversations with his wife, learn how to talk to her, and she started responding to that. And because of that, he was much better able to actually identify what she wanted, which helped him tremendously, because when he first started seeing this problem, he tried all the wrong things. He tried, you know, asking her out on dates and buying her things, which wasn't at all what she wanted. So he was actually a bit surprised when he started digging a bit deeper here. So with this, because he was approaching this from a much healthier spot, and we were able to help him set some boundaries about the affair, he himself was starting to feel much more confident, much more safe, without really putting a lot of pressure on her, pushing her away. And because he wasn't just directly addressing the affair by itself, a symptom of what was really going on, you know, something that even when he was going to a counselor, they were just focusing on the affair, he was able to go much deeper, and it started drawing her in. And eventually she saw the possibility of being happy with him again. And she left her affair partner, and it wasn't easy. This might be a very simple explanation, but they were over time able to rebuild their trust and happiness. And here's the thing, you know, we always love hearing success stories, but Heather and I, even better, we love hearing about the aftermath and people checking in with us. We do have people checking in with us and telling us about how happy they are now, even years later, which is always really nice for us. So Richard and his wife have been now celebrating 23 years marriage on a cruise in the Bahamas, happy together. We always love hearing things like this.
We do. And speaking of that, I just got a letter from an 8-year-old thanking us for helping save her mom and dad's marriage. It just melts my heart. But, you know, on the other side, we also never can control everything. And so sometimes we don't save the marriage. And we want to be completely honest and vulnerable about that. What we do, though, is that we teach you how to become a better version of yourself. And we help you recognize what skills you need to develop in communicating and building greater understanding so that you can then be the person that can have the relationship that you really want. And that is something that 100% of the time absolutely happens. You know, we love these stories, and they're not just stories, they're real people, real examples. And we love hearing them, but we also love, you know, even like our client, Bruce Fox, he shared his story. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. Whose marriage wasn't safe, but he is such a better person and he's such a better man because of it. And that is what it's really all about. You know, the challenges that come to us, we can't always control those things. We can't control what our spouse does. But we always have control over what we do about it. So any of these thoughts sound familiar to you based on what everything's Mark shared here about these phases, these stages, right? And the clients, the people that have gone through the program and are in probably a very similar place to where you are right now or where you used to be. So have you ever seen your coworkers so madly in love with their husband or wife after years of marriage? And wonder why yours is falling apart. I know that I've looked at couples and been like, wow, what are they doing so differently than Ben and I? They seem to have such genuine love for each other. Have you ever gone to work okay, I'm going to say this, or home with your kids until so tired because you are up late worrying about your marriage, maybe even wondering if they are seeing someone else. And what are the things that you've been working on to try to solve those problems? And are they really the most effective way? Are you really getting the results that you want? Now I want you to really imagine, and I want you to put aside any fear or resistance, but I really want you to wipe the slate clean. Imagine that Mark and I have a fairy wand, right? And we can magically make your pumpkin coach appear and give you everything that you ever want. No, but for real, if you had the ability to have the relationship of your dreams, the marriage of your dreams, and have this relationship with your spouse right now turn out in any way, what would it be? Put aside the fear, put aside the pain, put aside the blaming. We know that doesn't serve us. Really connect with what you really want. Maybe when you were back dating, what kind of marriage did you anticipate that you would have? What kind of relationship did you dream about having with your husband or your wife? And think about having them back for good. Not just getting them back temporarily, but for good, right? How would your life change if you absolutely knew that they were back in love with you? How would you sleep at night, right? Would it be this fretful, anxious knot in your stomach, or would you sleep in peace and comfort and security? How would you be able to focus at work? How would that improve? How would you feel about your example to your children, like that sweet little 8-year-old girl that wrote us that letter? And for fun, I really want you to get specific about this, but what honeymoon vacation would you go on to celebrate your restored marriage? When you can see it in that kind of detail, that's called the law of focus. And Neville Goddard said, assume the wish fulfilled, right? Which means that we need to see the things that we want as though they're real, because our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference, and it will start to bring about those things for us. I'm not going to go deeper into that than that, but there is power in creating vision and having intention and connecting to what we really, really want. Too many people settle in their lives. Too many people get comfortable with the status quo. Too many people get comfortable to pain. And some people even get addicted to pain. So don't let that be you. You always have a choice to create your life the way that you want it to be. And that's what we show you how to do. So good news, our PATH one-on-one marriage coaching is for serious career people, people who've been successful in life and they want success in their marriage long-term, even if their spouse is currently checked out or wanting a divorce. So we say this is literally the best service in the industry. We are dedicated to improving all the time, and I can promise you there is nothing else like this. You know, we get in the trenches with you. So I'm going to go through a few of these points in a little bit deeper so you really understand what this is. All right, so we have 24/7 expert support. We're doing something brand new, which is a live chat. So you have the opportunity to chat live with a coach when you need to. So if your spouse is suddenly visiting you, maybe you got in an argument and your spouse is leaving, maybe you just discovered that they are having an affair, right? Maybe you tried putting in that healthy boundary and it backfired for whatever reason, and you want assistance, you want to know what you need to do now, then you can chat with a coach to get immediate help. Email support 24/7. The whole intention here is that you are never alone. We know how hard this is. We know that you are in the fight for your heart, the fight for your spouse, the fight for your family, the fight for your future, the fight for your happiness. And so you are not alone. And there is always help available to you when you need it. There's no appointment needed, right? We're simply there for you, ensuring that you succeed. There's unlimited one-on-one coaching calls, one-on-one private and confidential marriage coaching sessions with an international marriage expert to show you the exact next steps that you need to take to get your spouse back and keep them long-term. Ultimate accountability and clarity on what to do. So remember when I asked you to check in on what stage you are currently in. Maybe some of you are still in stage one, where there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of volatility, there's a lot of pushing, or there's just a lot of stonewalling, there's a lot of withdrawal, and you haven't made things safe and comfortable yet, and you're working to understand each other. Maybe you have made things safe and comfortable and the tension is reduced, but you're still stuck in making any progress, right? They think that the changes that you've made maybe aren't going to last long term. So here is exactly where coach says, okay, this is where you're at. This is how we break through that barrier or this next challenge and help you get to the next stage. And weekly masterminds. These are those intimate group sessions to learn from other marriage restorers. They're small groups and they give you extra support. Now, when I first heard about group coaching, group therapy, I was like, I don't know if that's really for me. But after having conducted numerous of these sessions with Mark, they are incredibly powerful because you learn things that you wouldn't have learned from other people's experiences. They ask questions that you never thought of, and you get to see where they are. You also get to be inspired by those that were initially maybe at stage one, and now they're at stage three or stage four, and you can see how far they've come, and they're giving you support, and they're giving you advice, and they're giving you guidance, and all of that along the way. It is so, so powerful. And then the step-by-step trainings. So we have our premium client-only 27 video training. And this is the very best distilled down. I talk about like the most potent medicine for marriage in the world given in this training. And they have confidence knowing exactly what you should be doing and what next steps you should be taking. Then there's the field reports, which I'm super excited about. I cannot wait to see. I know that the clients that have been doing this already have been getting phenomenal results because it's that quick feedback loop, right? Sometimes we're so caught up in our daily lives and we're just so caught up in the normal like go of life and our normal habits that we don't recognize what we're really doing. And so this is a way to get direct feedback on your interactions with your spouse. We are literally in the trenches with you every day and show you what you did well, what to improve, and what to do next. So many times, I've even seen it here in the chat, just don't know what to do. I'm so overwhelmed. That's no longer going to be in the picture. You will know exactly what to do, and that will give you power and confidence and freedom. So contrast this with the traditional, you know, you get 1 hour a week, you know, session model. This is completely different. It's radically different, and the results speak for themselves. And then that incredible 3-week bootcamp worth $9.97 is included. And this is where you get to do the intensive small group 7-hour meeting with Mark Johnston. Again, it's spread out over 3 consecutive days, aimed at diving deep into obstacles and coming up with practical steps for you to take. So, my friends, can you see how much support and guidance there is along the way? Not only do you get the proven path method with these new phases that are going to really simplify things and make it even that much more effective, but you have multitude of ways of getting anytime you need. Because I get it, if your spouse is pulling away, if they're pushing for a divorce, then time is not on your side and you need to get the best help fast. So, can I join the program? We have hundreds of people, men and women, reaching out to join this program every single month. But the reality is that we can only take so many. We keep it really, really small and really intimate and really private. And so I just want to be completely upfront so that you can know, yes, this is for me, or no, there's another thing that would be better for me. So you must be committed. We only work with people that are 100% committed, determined to do what it takes. We don't take the fence sitters. If you're back and forth and you're not sure what you want, then this isn't for you. It's only for those that know what they want and are willing to work for it. You must be invested. This is a multiple hundred to multiple thousand dollar investment. I know that can freak some people out, but there is proven research that successful people know that they must invest into what is important. You've invested into your career, you've invested into education, you've invested into your kids' education. So it's time to learn what it takes to make your marriage successful. Now, if that's not you, if you're like, I just don't have the resources right now, that's okay, fret not. We have our PATH course available to you. It is the next best thing. Our one-on-one coaching is the best, but the next best thing for those that maybe don't have resources and aren't able to make that investment at this time would be to join our PATH course so you can still learn these principles in kind of a do-it-yourself approach. And you can do that over at highthrivecoaching.com. Now, the last thing is that you must be coachable. You must be willing and open to learn and become your best self. That's it. Committed, invested, and coachable. If that is you, then I encourage you to book a call with us. I'll get to that in here in just a second. But the warning, my little warning flag came up reminding me to let you know, because this is important, that we only accept 10 clients per month. We ensure intimate, private coaching for maximum quality and maximum results. So you can book your complimentary consultation with us now over at highthrivecoaching.com/apply. So you can learn how our premium coaching services can help you get your husband or your wife back for good. Mark, we thank you for sharing with us your incredible guidance and your wisdom.
Thank you. Welcome. All right. It's good to have you all here. Thank you all for listening. I really encourage you, like Heather is saying, really encourage you to please check it out. There are many options available if you can't commit to the full services, but we'd love to see you in any of the services that you are able to get into.
And so as I wrap up here, I just encourage you to remember that time is short. It is our most precious resource. Money comes and goes, but time, once it's gone forever. So it is precious, and life is precious. So choose to make the most of it now. Thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you soon.
See you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to The Thriving Marriage, your A to Z blueprint for not just surviving marriage, but thriving. Until next time, my friends, thrive on.